Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Eagles Insider Podcast.
Eagles Beakley.
You keep trying,
it's Bo. It's never going to die.
Not going to happen.
Well, I'm going to keep fighting the good fight.
Just kill it now. I'm Chris McPherson. You heard Bo Wolf. And we welcome back our man Fran Duffy, who is newly married. You got to show off the bling. Show off the bling.
Look at that.
So tell us. Do tell. How was the honeymoon?
Honeymoon was great. We went down to the Caribbean, St. Lucia. And we were down there for 7 days, 6 nights. Anyone ever trying to go down to the Caribbean, I would recommend St. Lucia.
Ooh, it's awesome. Very nice. He's fancy.
How many Dizzy Duffies?
No Dizzy Duffies, but rum punch is the drink of choice. And lots of others. It was a good time down there.
Hey, we're very upset that you, of all the road trips that we've gone on with you over the years, that you've held back on the Dizzy Duffy.
Listen, it was something that we came up with for the wedding, and... you know, it went over well. I think it was well received.
It was very well received. Wow. We had an outstanding time. Congrats.
Thank you.
To you and Meg, certainly. And our special guest on the podcast this week, someone who's going to be taking some vacation time very, very soon, defensive end Vinny Curry. Welcome to the show.
Can I get a studio applause?
The crickets.
Yeah.
Get the crickets.
Thanks for having me.
Vinny, mini camp's almost over. You're going to have a month before training camp kicks off in late July. What are you going to be doing with your quote-unquote downtime, so to speak?
You know, just taking care of my body and trying to advance from my off-season workout, you know, into training camp so I could come back, you know, be prepared to do what I got to do to take my game to the next level.
So it's going to be a lot of training, vacation. I mean, is it really an off time for players?
I mean, it's an off time. You know, you train in the morning, and then you have all the rest of the day. But the main thing is, you know, just to relax, get your mind right for training camp, because training camp is just straight grind.
Now, I've heard that you totally changed your diet this off season.
Did, yep.
I mean, detail how crazy that you've gone with it. I mean, you've gone above and beyond.
Yeah,
I heard Zach Berman say he ran into you at Raw last night, at the sushi place.
Ah, yeah, I was.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah. What did he? Yeah, we got scouts everywhere.
Jeez, see?
Yeah, man. Put it like this. I never ate sushi until now.
Okay.
Try to stay kind of dairy-free, stay away from soy. I don't eat any red meat. You know, I only eat one kind of cheese, two kind of cheese, actually, just non-dairy cheese. And the closest thing I could eat that's dairy will be cheddar. It's like I told Jeff before, I don't know how long I'm going to last on this thing. But it's definitely doing a good job. You could definitely see the turnaround.
You can feel the difference?
Yeah, what do you feel? Yeah. Is it just like energy or what? What is it?
Energy, you don't feel as much as sluggish, and the biggest thing of all, it's not the losing weight, because I didn't lose any weight, but my waist, you know, like I told somebody, me and Fletcher's wearing the same size jeans, and you know, he's definitely bigger than me, so there's no reason why I should be, you know what I mean, so I'm just back down to, I can fit in some better jeans now. So
I don't want to bring up any negative feelings, but is there something that you miss from your old diet? Is there any food item that
absolutely.
Maybe? Absolutely. What is the number one thing that you miss?
Man, I miss McDonald's. I miss Burger King. You know what I mean? The most important thing is, man, I miss the Funyuns. I definitely miss the Funyuns.
Really?
Wow. They're like one of my favorite chips. So I can eat a whole box of that from Walmart in no time.
Really?
This has been done.
How long have you been on the diet?
I've been on it since, I want to say, maybe March, April.
Okay.
I mean, last year, I feel like I had a stomach that was huge. I mean, you guys could probably tell, but.
Was part of that, though, trying to bulk up for playing in 3-4?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I went about it just trying to eat everything in sight. But this year, you know, I kind of took my time with it and, you know, got some advice from some Olympic lifters that, you know, have to do certain things that way, and then I just took that approach.
So what are you weight-wise right now as mini camp ends here?
279.
And is that right where you want to be as you go into training
camp? I'll
probably
be like maybe 283, 284.
284
or
so.
What were you at the end of last year?
I was about 280, 281.
So what's the biggest difference playing in the 3-4 as opposed to being a 4-3 end, which you had been – you know, all your time before that?
Right. I would say the biggest difference is just patience. It's all about patience when you're in the 3-4 system. The 4-3, you could kind of make things more happen. You know, you don't, because everything is like a one gap type of defense, and you don't have really linebackers depending on you, you know, to hold another guy off of them. So I would just say patience.
Now, how were you utilized? Were you utilized 3-4 as a two gapper? I mean, were there times that you would one gap at all, so they would allow you to use that pass rush ability to get to the quarterback at all? Or
yeah, I mean, it all depends on what Coach Davis call, like what's the play call. You know what I mean? So you have some plays, then you can, I can do what I do best, and then you have some plays you got to sit back and you got a two gap.
One of my favorite plays from last year was when it was against Green Bay, and you had the sack and you got up and you hugged the ref. What did you say to the ref? I've never asked you this. I meant to ask you every time you come into our office. What did you say to the guy when you hugged him?
I was just like, come on, man. Put your hands down. I thought he was reaching for the flag. It was just a lot of momentum going, and you know, I just didn't want to come back here on Tuesday, which or Monday, you know, and it'd be a $20,000 fine. I would have been sick to my stomach.
A lot less Funyuns.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Funyuns, $20,000.
That's true.
How much fun was it being part of the team last year in terms of the turnaround the team went through, being able to win a division? How much fun was that aspect of it?
It was great. You know, I mean, just the whole atmosphere from the beginning of OTA last year to where we went. Then we even was on that little
losing streak.
Yeah, lose. Well, on even if we was on that losing streak, to see guys, you know, just still come out here and give it 110%, nobody really got down, and everybody still believed, and we stuck to the plan. And then, you know, Kareem rise to the top. And I just think we did that as a whole unit. And I say unit, not team, because the whole coaching staff, you know, kept pushing it, and then they pushed us.
So how different is it this year with everyone knows the scheme? It's not you're starting from square one. Right. It's, you know, everyone's got that year of experience under their belt here.
Well, the difference is, you know, it's the second year under in the system, and everybody knows what to expect from the next person. So, you know, you're going to hold each other even more accountable to where you held him last year at that position.
And Chip has talked about this, and tell me if it's true, but, like, you know, last year there were all these changes in terms of the way you guys lifted and sports science, stuff like that, and they had to take time explaining why you're doing stuff this way. Now it's just sort of commonplace. You just sort of know why you're doing everything, so you don't have to think about it.
Right. The approach that we took in the weight room is phenomenal, you know. And last year, I was getting into that, and then when we got to OTA, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like everything that some things was different, but some things that we were doing that I were already doing last off season just transferred right on over.
Is it weird that you're the old man, so to speak, on the defensive line? One of the old men?
Oh, you mean now?
Now, yes. Well, and you're only in your third NFL season, but it's you, it's Fletcher, Sed all came in same time, so.
Right. I mean, I'm a veteran now. I can say that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can say that.
That's not bad. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, you know?
No, man, listen. Listen.
Linda, listen.
Age is beauty.
That's right.
So, you know, no, it's a good thing. You know, you could help the next guy out, but, you know, at the same time, you know, we come in there every day to push each other, you know, and to compete and to bring the best out of each other. That's why you ever watch our D-line practices or even in drills is insane.
What's the D-line meeting room like? Who's the class clown? Who's sleeping? What's the breakdown?
I hope no one's sleeping. Don't put anyone on blast here, so to speak, from that aspect.
Put it like this, I could guarantee you that we have the most interesting room on the whole team.
Yeah, defensive lineman it's a special breed.
Yeah, it's definitely, man. But, you know, that comes from, you know, Coach Ass, you know. He's a phenomenal coach, genius, and, you know, he's an even more funny guy. So,
do you have a story? Because, I mean, everyone's intrigued.
And you and you and he go way back.
Listen, yeah, we go way back. But, that's, you know what I mean, that's not a that's not giving any impressions, you know, of him, you know what I mean? That's just, you just have to, that'll be for our fans to come to training camp and just make sure you guys keep your eyes on Coach Ass. Okay. I guarantee you will laugh and you will be like, that dude is crazy.
Is he any different than he was when you were with him at Marshall?
No. I'm just mature.
Okay. What? So this offseason, you went back to Marshall.
Right.
And you are a legend back on campus.
Right.
What is it like when you go back to Marshall? And I think the one piece of video that Brian Thomas, our producer, Chris Barlow here, they showed me from your trip down there was there's the whole stadium, and basically everyone's lining up to shake your hand, sign autographs. I mean, it's going like all around the stadium, and you're signing each and every autograph. You're, you know, shaking hands with every single fan. What? How crazy is that atmosphere like when you go back to Marshall?
It's great, man. And for me, it allowed me to hit the reset button, you know, to even get my mind more clear to what I have to do this coming season right here, you know, to help the Philadelphia Eagles in the best way I can and to attack this approach to the best of my ability, you know, just to really make a name for myself here like that. You know what I mean? It should be the same way, you know, how it is when I step foot in the state of West Virginia. It's just how it's going to be when I step foot in the state of Pennsylvania. And I think that's going to really happen, you know. And like I said, you got to stick to your plan and then stick to your faith.
Is there anything like around Marshall? Is there like a sandwich named after anything? Is there anything like that?
Nah, not yet. I mean, it was working on one at the restaurant called Peter Pig. If you guys ever in West Virginia, you should check that out.
Peter Pig?
Peter Pit.
Oh, Peter Pit. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, it's just really nothing yet.
Okay. Maybe we can get one of those, like a sushi roll named after you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even think there's no sushi spots. I told you I wasn't even in college. Yeah,
West Virginia is not known for its seafood.
Yeah, man. In college, man, I used to eat crazy. I used to go in there, especially this one spot called Fat Patties. I used to go in there and get like, see, Christians, you know, they went in there and they ate. They fell in love with it. But I used to go in there and get a big fat patty and a dozen of wings.
What's a big fat patty?
Oh, man, it's
just a huge burger?
Yeah, huge. Okay. And, you know, and just get a dozen of wings, fries, with cheese and bacon and,
doesn't sound healthy. Put it that way.
And dude, I wouldn't even get like water or soda. I would get a milkshake to top it all.
That's it. That's the way to go, man. My man.
Like when you go on Fat Patties, they would say, Vinny, Big Fat Patty. that's what they saying because they so, I mean, they so used to me coming in there or any restaurant I go to.
It's like Tim in the morning, the usual.
Yeah, the usual,
So would you be able to have it if you go back now? So were you on the diet when you went back this offseason?
Yeah.
So
how hard was it to go there?
So did you go? I'm assuming that you didn't go there then.
No, we went. We went.
So you guys did go.
Yeah, we went.
And you had the whole line, the big
fat patty. No, I didn't have that.
what was there for you to eat then?
You know, they got a chicken Caesar salad. They had the chicken Caesar salad. They had the what else I have? A chicken sandwich? Without the bun, maybe.
You get a chicken sandwich without the bun.
Really? Yeah, definitely.
That's not a sandwich.
That's a piece of chicken.
Well, everything you had had to be gluten-free.
So you had a piece of chicken with some lettuce.
Dude, I'm not going to say that. I had a lot of that chicken. maybe about four orders.
All right.
Now, don't get it twisted. Just because I'm on a diet, I still eat you out of house or home.
Okay. Okay. It's just healthier food. Meaning it costs more to each other.
Is there anybody in the locker room who can go pound for pound with you eating wise?
I would love to see that. You know,
Earl Wolf talks a big game
just
about
say,
wings.
Earl Wolf always talks about wings, yeah.
Listen, you talking about pound for pound eating, you better get somebody like Fletcher, Kelsey, you know what I mean? You need the big dog to come out.
Yeah.
Cause I eat.
Brandon
Graham might get me though.
Brandon Graham,
okay.
Okay. But I'm talking about the smaller guys. That's why
Brandon
Graham,
I don't know how much he eats, but I know the end product in the locker room is as bad as it gets.
Them things is deadly silent too, and he just start laughing.
He just said that's the problem. If you see Brandon Graham start laughing, you better get away.
Yeah.
So what was your thinking when Kelsey went into the wing bowl? Was that something you'd ever ever think about getting into?
Yeah, I was kind of upset because I heard about it and I wanted to get in it, and then I see it on Twitter that he in the wing bowl. I'm like, dude, how come nobody told me I wanted to get in that?
Because yeah, next year,
and they can tell you I eat fast. Like, I don't mean to do it on purpose, but it's just a natural.
Fast.
Yeah, I just eat fast, you know. Growing up, I used to always eat fast and ask whoever at the dinner table if they're going to eat that. That was sad.
Was there a reason for that or just?
I was a handsome grown boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was, you know.
So what are the most, what's the most wings that you've had at one setting?
Ooh.
Because Kelsey did 65 for wing ball.
Right.
Those wings are tiny.
They are.
I don't know. I just.
He was disappointed by his performance. Because he didn't get
what is it, two
round.
Rounds? Is that how it goes? Or it's a one?
It's like an opening round. He didn't make it past the first cut.
How big was these wings, though?
They were small.
They're smaller wings. They're smaller wings.
Yeah.
We call them wingdings.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't no like Chinese chicken wing type of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, right, see. Right. Yeah. I wouldn't even count them.
I actually went for wings down in St. Lucia.
Did you really?
We went off the resort and we found this little place, this little hole in the wall. And the reason I thought of it was because you said wingdings. This place was called Wings and Tings. And it was the best wings I've ever had.
Really?
Easy. Like, no question, it was the best wings I've ever had. It was like this little hole in the wall, like behind like three alleys, like in the heart of St. Lucia. And it was amazing.
No, what's it like off the resort in St. Lucia?
It's third world country.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would think. It's not. It's got a lot of resorts and everything, but away from that, it's, you know, it's not the best area. But I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful country. It's amazing down there.
But you went for the wings.
We went for the wings.
What was it called?
Wings and Tings.
Wings and
if you look it up, you can find the menu online. Wings and Tings.
Wings and Tings.
I'm trying to think of what I would name my wing restaurant.
If you had a wing restaurant.
I need a good wing pun. I'll work on it. I'll get something.
Eagles. You can finally use Eagles Beakley.
Wings Beakley.
No, Eagles Beakley is the name of this podcast for the truthers.
You can finally put it to your advantage.
Listen, I'm there. They got gluten-free wings.
Gluten-free wings.
I'm definitely there.
What's your go-to wing sauce? You just go regular? You just go like mild or hot or what?
Man.
Inferno.
Listen. It depends. I got to see the menu, man. You know what I mean? I got to see the menu.
Yeah.
You know, you get spoiled by the gold sauce. And you know what I mean?
What's a gold sauce?
Yeah, see what I mean? See what I mean?
I don't know what the gold sauce is.
Listen,
so.
Chris and Brian know what the gold sauce is.
I got a couple.
Oh, no.
How about Wing Arthur's Court?
Dude, this dude.
All right. How about, you want to talk about Chinese chicken wings? Yeah, wing. Nothing?
No. I got to go back to the drawing board.
All right. I'll keep working.
Go back to the drawing board.
Oh, nice. There you go.
There you
get on the action. See how addicting it is?
Nice. So what is the rivalry like between Marshall and West Virginia?
You guys need to get Najee Good on here.
Really?
In action. Put it like this. One day, you know, we used to travel, obviously. It was off season. I was coming back to go to training camp my senior year. And, you know, I was like, ain't nobody out here. I'm going to stop here in Morgantown to get me some gas.
Okay.
Dude.
Really?
Dude. I went. Nobody's out there at the gas station. Nobody. And I went in the gas. I went in the, what's it called? Raceway? Speedway?
Speedway.
I go into the speedway, you know, and the clerk looking at me all strange and funny. You know, I just thought, you know, maybe she was having a bad day, right? So before she asked me what I need help with, she gets on her phone and you could see her texting, but you know, you don't know what she's texting. So after that, you know, I pay for my gas and I walk back out and people are like, get out of here.
What were you wearing?
This guy's better than you. Get out of here.
Really?
Get out of here. Let's go. I was like, whoa. Let me get up out of here. Let me do as they say before something end up on Twitter. Da 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 da. Vinnie Curry's. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm out.
So did you pump your gas?
I have never been to West Virginia, but I imagine that was a spot on impression of a West Virginia.
Yeah.
Brilliant. But you know, Brian and Chris came down to my school, and you know, everybody out there excited. You get this one grumpy person with a West Virginia t-shirt on, and he did not shake my hand.
Really?
It pissed Brian off too. I told him to relax, chill, it's all good. So then me, Brian, and Chris, we took an interesting picture. You know,
So what was the picture? What did you take?
You
like
can't
a,
tease
like,
it.
You know, would you take like a selfie and like he was in the background or something like that? Or?
Something like that.
Something like that. Is it something that on the video version? No, we can't. What? Okay. Okay.
Well then,
you know, it really did. It bothered Brian Amos. I had to explain to him, like, dude, you know, that. And then, you know, and we the friend, we got friendly friends. I mean, fans in Huntington. You know, we speak to you. You know, and you don't talk whatever. But damn, it was.
So would you compare? Would you compare it to like Eagles Cowboys? Having grown up here in the area,
it's worse than that, man.
It's worse than that.
Yeah. Dude, they came. This is like this. I'm telling you, I came out of there. People was riding past. People was riding past.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, damn, I don't have anything that say Marshall on my car. So how did
right.
people even so
know
I was
right.
that
That's how I was wondering. Were you going with a Marshall jersey or something? No, you weren't wearing
nothing.
Anything. Wow.
Kelly Green car or something like that with the big
it
M
did.
On it.
This like is when Matthew McConaughey. I first got on Twitter. So it was tweeting at me. Like, get out of Morgantown at Mr. Get Flea. Like, I was like, yo. I was tweeting back like, chill, dude.
Well,
it's not that serious.
They probably
I just need
all,
some gas.
They probably all do the Owen Schmidt, and they just pound their heads with their helmets. So they go a little crazy.
You know, if that's what you're into.
I said it, not you.
Yeah, I mean.
So how did you, as someone who grew up in Neptune, New Jersey,
right. How
did you end up at Marshall in the first place?
I was a non-qualifier coming out of high school. Okay. You know, I was a prop 48, prop there at Marshall. You know, a lot of schools can't take props anymore.
Gotcha.
So Marshall was one of the schools that could still take props at the time. And, you know, they was really interested in. And, you know, once I heard about, you know, the story and how I see the atmosphere and just fell in love with the place.
You talk about the story with the plane crash mm-hmm. that happened. Mm-hmm. In fact, is it true that your jersey number was to reflect the amount of people who passed away?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When they came down there, they seen them 75s in the stands.
Yeah.
You know, and a couple of guys that got drafted this year is rocking 75, too.
Really?
You know, trendsetter. Can I get a ding ding?
He's calling for the radio drops.
That's good.
Right,
he's a pro.
Right, you got to help him out. The guest should not have to call for the radio drops.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming.
But where would you have wanted to go before all this took place? Was there a place, did you in your mind say, you know, you're in Jersey, you want to go to Rutgers, you're Pennsylvania, you know.
It's funny, me and Michael Jenkins were talking about that today.
Yeah.
We was just talking about, you know, thinking about all the talent that came out, you know, from Jersey that Rutgers didn't even offer.
Yep.
So
that's crazy. Well, good thing they're going to be in the Big Ten.
Huh?
Good thing they're going to be in the Big Ten.
Are they?
There'll be a lot of competition this year.
Yep.
They're moving.
Whipping boys.
Well, here's the thing, though. Malcolm's situation is different because they really wanted, I think it was Shiano's first year when Malcolm was making the decision. And,
listen,
I mean, Malcolm grew up 10 minutes from Rutgers, you know, right in their backyard.
Dude, I'm 20 minutes from there. So I actually saw Malcolm play in high school.
Did you really?
Yeah, he saw me play in high school. You know, okay. I was younger, but I still was making some noise.
Yeah.
You know, but. You know, at that time, and well, he came out, what, 04, 05 maybe? And then that was like a sophomore. They had, at that time, like Donnie Brown, Dwayne Jarrett, remember him?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Receiver of the USA.
Yeah. So Anthony Davis.
Slower than me.
So, wow. But he was a good college football player.
Yeah, sure.
You know, him, Kyle Wilson.
Yep.
Myself, NoSean.
Yeah.
It was
there's a ton of talent in Jersey football.
Eugene Monroe. He's from up like that way, but you know Rutgers didn't come knocking on nobody's door.
Well, North Jersey. It's legit for football, man. High school football.
You know. Yeah, they didn't come knock on anybody's door, but you know, back at growing up, the only team that people talked about, especially you guys should know, being on the Eastern time was Miami. When you getting into football and really knowing getting the fundamentals and the basics down from little league to everything, it was all about the U.
All about the U.
So I should be like, wow, I want to throw the U up like that.
Yeah, I think we all did.
You know, and then
did you watch that the 30 for 30 on the U?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty awesome. You know, but then once the
that's a good transition
to
the Rock.
You're looking for that. What would that segue be?
Yeah, when we're going to get to wrestling.
The other one was going to be Fran's brother, who gave the best man speech, talked about.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The wrestling in the basement.
That was very good.
And Fran's mom is like, I didn't know this took place.
I just told the story. Evan Mathis was on last week. And my brother and I, growing up, we used to wrestle in the, you know, we used to set up bar stools in the basement and like play the music and come out and we'd hit each other with pool sticks and chairs and everything. Like,
that's like ECW stuff.
Right. And so my, you know, my brother's telling the story at the wedding and my mom's just freaking out in her chair. Like, what? Like, where was I for this? You know, it was good. It was good. These guys are sitting in their chairs. Like, we just heard the story 3 days ago.
I know who Vinny was when he was practicing. Did you go up against guys?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we know who you were.
Who was I?
Woo! I want to hear Vinny do that.
Yeah. Woo! You know.
It would have been good if you'd come in here. We do have, there is a video on YouTube of you doing the wrestling. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. You know, all the kids in the neighborhood, you know, did the wrestling thing. Used to kind of have the music, you know. Of course, I cried if I didn't win. So I'm not breaking my boombox if I'm not winning the match. You know. But
how could you lose? I'm sure you're one of the biggest kids in the neighborhood. Who's going to beat Vinny Curry, for crying out loud? So.
Listen, dude, I was short.
Were you?
I was a short and chubby kid. Yeah. I was 5'7 all the way into the 11th grade.
You serious?
Wow. Yeah.
You were what?
5'7?
I was 5'7 all the way to 11th grade. Let's not forget that.
Wow.
Yeah.
When was it that summer that you grew? What was the deal?
I don't know. I think I could say that.
No wonder Rutgers didn't recruit you.
No, I was gonna, let alone Miami.
I wasn't going to say it.
The U is not coming after 5'7", kid.
It's like 5'7", 5'8". I was sure.
So what happened? Was it with a big like summer growth spurt? What happened?
I haven't.
You don't,
I didn't realize, yeah, yeah, I didn't realize how I was getting tall. But, you know, one day, you know, everybody, we out where I'm from, Neptune, at the Monroe Park. And guys is just out there, you know, talking about dunking and stuff. And I was out there jamming. I'm like, what? It was the summer, though. So you ain't seen nobody in school, not walking past nobody in hallways and anything. Right. So guys is out there.
You like outgrowing your clothes or anything?
Listen, this was 2002, I was a freshman. 2003, 2004, man, you know how baggy those clothes was.
Yeah, that's
fair. So they fit.
So you didn't grow out of the Dawkins.
You was wearing a size 42 jean. Really was a 34 waist.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
So you wasn't outgrown any of that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so
what jerseys are you wearing at this point? Obviously, you're a big Eagles fan.
Yeah,
so what jerseys do you have at this point?
Man, I had back then. I had. Brian Dawkins, I definitely had him. I had a Corey Simon jersey.
All right,
C-Sime. Okay.
Yeah, I had a Corey Simon jersey,
the white number 90. Yeah, the white jersey. The green jersey.
And listen, in high school, they used to let us to practice in some type of some type of NFL jersey. I used to wear that.
Okay,
bet nice. You ain't know that.
Corey Simon.
That's good. Yeah. So
I remember we were talking about some fashion thing for the Wilson at some point. And you were talking about the first, like the puffy coat that you had. Well, that was the big,
which one?
That was your big thing. I don't know. I didn't live it. You did.
Yeah. No.
You were talking about like your favorite like North Face like hoodie. Yeah.
The gray one. The gray one. You talking about?
Oh yeah, the gray one.
The gray one.
Yeah, that one.
Listen,
yeah.
Chill. I still got that jacket, and it fits perfect now. Can you imagine how big that jacket was back
when you were 5'7"?
Yeah.
No,
it was a sleeping bag.
We couldn't afford that jacket when I was a sophomore. You know what I mean? I had to work for that, so I had to actually get a job. So now I got
that's
that 12th
thing
grade.
What was your first job?
Okay.
I used to stock milk.
There you go.
I used to work at it's a food town out here? No, it's like, a shop right. Yeah, it's like a shop right. I used to work there and then stock milk. I used to get $6.50 an hour. Check used to be like $55 a week. I quit that junk. I couldn't wait to football.
That's what I'm saying. But that's why it would have been a lot better if you were getting recruited by the U.
I was gonna go there. Yep.
Listen though,
you gotta get paid.
Listen,
very nice.
This dude. Listen, I only got that job to buy a pair of cleats. It's when the Michael Vick cleats dropped. Ooh. Y'all remember that? They was like they was like some Air Jordans or something. You know what I mean? That's what every athlete wanted to have. So I got them cleats.
Wow. That's good. Yeah.
You got the cleats. You did what you got. And you were done. Yeah.
I was done after that. So I quit after that.
That's fair.
So you had the Dawkins jersey.
Put the cleats on and ran right out of there.
So you had the Dawkins jersey. And if I recall, the day you came to NovaCare Complex after you were drafted was the day that he announced his retirement as an Eagle.
Right.
I mean, talk about what that day was like. Your first day as an Eagle coming to the facility, and it's not just Dawkins, it's all the greats from that tenure, from that era.
Dude, that day was off the hook. That day was that day was just something special, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, looking up to those guys and, you know, being close, you know, to see all those guys and that being my first day, like, all type of things was running through my head.
Like, one of my favorite moments from that day, actually, was you were in studio with Dave with Spadaro.
Right.
And I remember I was off to the side producing something, and I just remember the pick came through that picked Brandon Boykin, and you, like, jumped out of your seat.
Yo, listen.
Senior Bowl.
How many picks he had this year?
Six.
That's all I'm going to say.
Tied for second in the league.
Say it again. How many picks he had?
Six.
Let me get a ding-ding going out.
Senior Bowl, right?
That's all I'm going to say. You know, that –
You were excited. You were excited.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you, man, when I'm done with this, you know, if professional wrestling will work, I would be a scout.
Well, listen, I was on Brandon Boykin, too. I told Tommy Lawler that if we drafted him, I would do a segment on Draft Live with my pants around my ankles.
You did.
And I did.
You did.
Behind the desk. Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So,
Paul.
So I went a little bit more out on the limb.
Sheesh. I forgot about that.
I would have forgot about that day.
He's got bad visions now. Yeah. Can we have that footage looping over?
Well, there was no. Luckily, there weren't so many cameras back then. It was just the straightaway shot.
Oh man,
Vinny, you've been on the show for like a half an hour now. Are you surprised you're still here?
Let me get an ant, dude. I don't know whether to laugh or give you that look.
I think it's fair to say that you get the worst questions
all the time
from the media.
Yeah, dude, it's something different.
Ooh, that's a great question. Who gets the worst questions?
I think there's different levels. It's an interesting conversation because like a guy like. You know, like a guy like Vic or Foles just has to deal with everything all day long, like the same question over and over. But I think like the ratio of questions that Vinny gets to like annoying questions might be the highest on the team.
Do you ever just want to just give the guy like a people's eyebrow and just like walk off? Just like give him a look. Like, are you kidding me with that,
dude?
He looks like he wants to do it right now.
Yeah. Nah, you don't want to do stuff like that, you know, because obviously the questions they ask the fans be wanting to know too at the same time. But, you know, you just try to answer it as polite as possible. That's the biggest thing.
And it's the same, like, how many different ways can you answer the same question?
Yeah. Right. It'd be a question like, how was your offseason? You know, it was good. How did you get better? Right. So they ease you into it, and then they go,
I was about to say these are questions like I asked.
Right? Yeah, this is great.
Okay. Nice guy questions, right?
Yeah.
Ease you into it. Oh yeah, we with you, V. You know what I mean? Here we go. So you didn't really play. You know, as a rookie. You didn't. You was inactive. How did you feel when that happened? Then you answer that. Then from there, they say, you didn't even play last year, you know, but you got in and you was so productive and this happened and that happened. What are their plans this year? The same guy will say that. Then 20 minutes later, somebody at you with a story. It was like, well, Vinny Curry's on the trading block. Where do Vinny Curry fits in this role? Do Vinny Curry has a role on the team? More. On such and such.
So who, like, are you imitating? Who are you imitating there?
Listen.
We're not going to put anybody on block.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, I probably.
Vinny's a smart guy. I wasn't.
Listen, I probably done got traded 8 times on it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's like, damn, y'all want me here? You know what I mean? you know, things are gonna happen, but you know, but on another note, you know, this is definitely gonna be the year. You know, I feel like everything's gonna get maxed out.
So how did you get better?
Nice. That's good. Sushi, lots of sushi.
Exactly. I mean, does it make you feel good? Does it give you any comments when you read something like, or I don't even know if you read what people put out there, but like Pro Football Focus. It's like one of the, like the metric sites.
Uh-oh.
They claim that you're like a secret superstar.
Right.
You got like Max, you know, like guy first, when he gets in there, he makes plays.
Right.
When you hear or read anything like that, does that give you a boost, whether if you read or someone tells you about it? Because I'm sure, because it seems like most players find out what's being said or written about them one way or another.
I mean, you got a lot of people tweeting it at you. You know what I mean? So your phone is going, you know what I mean? You're gonna look at it. So the biggest thing with that is just that, you know, the fans know, the people know, you know what I'm saying? They know, like, if they can see a player playing his heart out and they're playing it super hard, and they're going to pick up on it. So if you play your heart out, playing super hard and playing to the best of the ability, like sound fundamental and listening to the coaches, you'll be all right.
So our game here is 21 questions.
Here we go. 50 okay. Cent. That's my favorite rapper, by the way.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
You listen.
I hope you throw better than he does.
Who?
You didn't see the video of him throwing the ball.
Listen, the wind was in his eye.
Stop.
The wind was in his eye.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he couldn't see. I talked to him. Listen, I haven't, though. That's one person I do want to meet, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Find a way to make that happen here. Come on.
I mean, I just feel like I just want to know what he'd be thinking all day, man. He's a genius behind certain things. It's like, dang, I could have thought of that.
Do you think that what his throw was a marketing ploy? Because everyone's talking about it?
No, the sun was in his eye.
No, come on.
Okay.
He's not the only person who's ever thrown from that mound. At that time,
there was a game right afterwards. Right. I'm sure not everyone was.
People have thrown out ceremonial first pitches.
They had
every
sunscreen
day.
On. They had sunscreen on.
Okay.
So the game's 21 questions. Right. You give me a number. Give me a number between 1 and 21.
Okay.
And I'll give you the question,
and we will wing the noise.
Since you know what I mean, let's do Al Iverson number. Let's go 3.
Number 3.
Question 3.
All right. Philly question: water ice or soft pretzel? I could probably answer
water,
for you.
Water ice.
Yeah. Unless what if it's a gluten-free pretzel?
I'm going to eat that pretzel.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yellow mustard or brown mustard?
I'm going to eat a plain.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Iverson moment?
You used Iverson. AI. Listen, I just think AI was the greatest basketball player ever.
Ever?
Behind Larry Johnson. I'm a big grandmama fan.
Larry Johnson's the number one player of all time?
I mean, of course, Jordan. I'm talking about my favorite.
Okay, that's okay.
Listen, man, you know, come on.
Let's I have an LJ Hornets jersey.
So you thought grandmama was the greatest thing to slice bread, too?
Well, I never said he was the best player ever.
You know, I'm talking.
I know, I got you.
For you.
Yeah, you know.
I feel like you look a little bit like LJ.
This guy got
doppelganger. A little doppelganger action.
But nah, favorite Iverson moment, I would say against the Lakers, man.
Tyronn Lue. That's it. Yeah. That's number one. Yeah. No question. No question.
You stole that from Reynolds.
Yo,
Lucas.
I think, did Iverson dunk on Big Z before?
I
think he
Probably.
Yo, when Iverson used to come down the court and yam, that used to be sweet too, because you see he used to get up.
Yeah.
Man, put Iverson in the Hall of Fame.
He'll be there for sure.
There. Yeah. No question.
Talking about this
year. We're talking about practice. Not a game. Hey. Not a game. Not there a game. Is. We're talking about practice.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player. We sitting here talking about practice.
I like it.
All right, what's the next number?
Let's go 5.
Number 5. What is your hidden talent?
My hitting talent. Oh man, I don't.
I mean, you have a future as a sports reporter, obviously, with all the questions. You know all the questions to ask.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, man, hitting talent, man. I'm just a people person, man. I just, you know,
okay. A man of the people.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Are you the people's champ?
Definitely in the city of brotherly love. At that.
Okay.
So you went number 3, then you went to number 5 from Donovan McNabb. Mm. What's your favorite McNabb moment?
Oh man, Ferry McNabb moment, dude. Nah, yo, they was playing Atlanta. They was playing Atlanta one game, and I think he scored. He did the 8-time stomp. Remember the 8-time stomp was hot at that time. I was like, Dag McNabb got some more swag. He got swag. Look at him. And you know me, being an Eagle fan, you had to argue McNabb and Vic all day.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They was both at the elite, top of their games. And
at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time.
Right. And they come back to be on the team together down the road.
That's right.
09.
That's before my time.
A little before you. Just a little before your time.
Yeah, before I got here. So I'm not going to speak on that.
All right.
Because Mike Vick like my big brother.
I was going to say, what was it like? Obviously, you worked at the grocery store to get this cleats.
That's like my big brother. I mean, I still talk to him. You know, definitely give me a lot of advice, you know, and, you know, life lessons, you know, and his stories is great. So I that's somebody I definitely keep in touch with, talk to him at least once a week.
Okay. So what's your next number here? So we've gone 3, we've gone 5.
What's the number from 1 to what?
21.
Let's go 21.
Number 21. What's the best or most popular movie you've never seen? So it's a movie that everyone talks about, that quotes for all the time, but you haven't seen it.
Look, Eagle fans, don't jump me.
Uh-oh. Now.
I haven't seen Hangover.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say Rocky.
I thought you were going to say Rocky too.
I was thinking Invincible or something like that.
Yeah.
Chill. Vince, my dude. Vince, my dude.
Well, you said Eagles. You said Eagles fan. So I know you're going with that,
you know, it's a college town.
Yeah.
You know, when you do in college, you know, something like Hangover.
Yeah. Hangover's a little overrated, I think. So I think you're good.
I've only seen the first one.
I mean, the
first one's hilarious.
Dude, how many Hangovers?
It's 3.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
but I have seen the clip when Mike Tyson does his thing. You know, it's Mike Tyson. Really?
You've seen the clips. You've heard people joke about. You've heard people say the lines. You don't.
You
really
probably
see the movie.
You've seen pretty much seen it,
right?
But still,
it's worth.
That's
it.
That's a pretty good one.
What do you call a former Phillies all-star pitcher who is on a commercial for a wing place?
Pitch wing, wing pitch.
Close. Kurt Schilling.
Oh. That's good.
Brilliant.
Would you like to know the name of my
restaurant?
I wouldn't
go that far.
I think I have narrowed down the name of my restaurant and the name of my wing food truck.
All right. We'll okay.
The food truck will be called Park Wing Lot.
Well, Park Wing Spot.
Okay, you was on a roll, but now
that's all right. I'm gonna redeem it.
I'm surprised. Let me throw one at you. I'm surprised you haven't gone with a player who was in training camp last year, Ed Wing.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not bad either.
However, when my wing place opens in a couple of years, it will be called Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. It's perfect. What do you mean you don't know? I'm going to go on Shark Tank now. It's already good.
All right. Listen. I don't know. Vinny, are you going to Amazing Grace?
No.
Back with more on the Eagles Weekly Podcast.
But what if they have the goal sauce?
I'm still not eating it.
Okay.
How about Wing Arthur's Court?
Wing Arthur's Court? Dude, that sounds too much like Wing Ritus or something. You know what I mean? No. Sound like the chicken is hurting.
Vinny,
I'll find my clientele somewhere.
Yeah, but you got an eating champ here. This is the guy that you need to bring
to
your audience.
I feel like if I pay Vinny enough, he'll be a spokesman for Amazing Grace.
I'm definitely on Wing Grace.
Yes. Yes.
There we go.
One last question for you. Pick a number. You've done 3, done 5.
Pick 20. The best question on there.
Let's see. All right. We this is one we've asked Benny Logan, Evan Mathis. So we'll get you in the mix here. Which Eagle would you not want to have to meet in a dark alley?
Dude, what do you mean?
You got to fight somebody in a back alley. Who don't you want to fight?
Yeah. Who's the last guy you want to see?
What'd they say?
No, you got to answer it first, and then we'll tell you what they said.
The eagle that you don't want to meet.
So which eagle would you not want to have to fight in the back of a dark alley?
Which eagle I don't want to fight in the back of a dark alley? I'll say I don't know, man. I'm not really scared of people.
Not one guy.
Put him in a figure four, and that'll be that.
Yeah.
I'm hitting him with the Ric Flair chop. Woo.
Yep. That should be a dream, actually.
Yo, yeah. Oh, I got. Yes. Yeah, ask me that again.
All right.
Who would you not want to fight in the back of a dark alley?
My man Al, Big Al.
Oh, Barber.
No.
Henry.
No.
Big Al.
Villain.
No question.
He'll just sit there.
You're right.
he got.
Yep.
Combat training. He's certified. Let me get a ting ting on him.
That's right. That's the right answer.
That is the answer. Yes.
We don't even need to ask that question.
Alejandro Villanueva, obviously.
Yes. Villanueva.
Villanueva.
And let me. The dude. Did y'all see him jump over the bag?
No.
No.
Yo, you know the big pop up?
Yeah. Yeah.
He cleared that.
I saw Connor jump over.
He used to be a receiver.
Listen,
that's why Connor did it, because Connor failed the first time.
Oh, really?
So Connor tried to redeem himself after he seen Al do it.
Gotcha.
And Al, 300 some pounds. Like, he did that. I'm like, dang.
I love the idea that for a second we thought it was Alex Henry.
Shout out to Alex Henry, man.
It's always the quiet ones.
Yeah, that's right. He just kick you in the shin.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Shoot. He get you that Daniel Bryan kick.
Yeah, that's right. A running knee.
So Benny Logan had answered Evan Mathis. And then Evan Mathis was on the next week, and he said, none of them, because I'm friends with all of them.
He would just see them in the alley and say, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see what Al would have said when he said
that. Yeah.
Obviously, they in the back alley for a reason.
Vinny Curry, thank you very much for joining us here.
Man, thanks for having me.
On the Eagles Insider podcast. For Boat Wolf, Fran Duffy, our producers, Brian Thomas, Chris Barletto, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks again, and we'll see you all next week.
On the Eagles Beakley podcast.